Joe Biden's parole pipeline imports 300,000 Ukrainians to U.S., twice the population of Charleston, South Carolina. By John Binder on April 24, 2023. President Joe Biden's parole pipeline, which is bringing hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals to the United States every few months, has imported more than 300,000 Ukrainian nationals in just a year, a foreign population twice the size of Charleston, South Carolina's resident population. Last year, Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced initiatives to quickly bring Ukrainian nationals to the U.S. following the beginning of Ukraine's war with Russia. Through humanitarian parole, a process previously used for a minimal number of case-by-case scenarios, the Biden administration has brought about 125,000 Ukrainian nationals to the United States, with another 175,000 Ukrainians arriving through other means, such as temporary protected status, TPS, a quasi-amnesty program. The number of people comprising Biden's Ukraine migration in just one year is twice the population of American cities like Charleston, Jackson, Mississippi, Savannah, Georgia, and Syracuse, New York. The business lobby across a number of states is using the parole pipeline to its advantage in the hopes of getting Ukrainians into United States jobs rather than enticing jobless Americans with higher wages and better benefits. In North Dakota, where the oil industry has been struggling to hire roustabouts to operate rigs in the region's notoriously punishing weather, the State Petroleum Council is recruiting people across the Western Prairie to act as sponsors for new Ukrainian immigrants who can be put to work, the New York Times reports. "The Ukrainians need us, and we need them," said Ron Ness, president of the council. "We have been working seriously to develop a very big project on a very large scale to attract them," emphasis added. Employers in Illinois are also gearing up for new arrivals. "This is a breath of fresh air, when we are seeing such a labor shortage," said Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association in Chicago, who said businesses there were attracting many Ukrainians on parole because of the state's historical ties to Ukraine. Emphasis added. As Breitbart News reported this month, between January 2021 and February 2023, Biden's parole pipeline has brought more than 1 million foreign nationals to the United States, a foreign population that exceeds the resident populations of six states, including Alaska, North Dakota, and Delaware. More than 880,000 of those parolees who have entered the United States interior arrived as border crossers and illegal aliens traveling through the southern border. In the first 2 months of this year, for example, close to 40,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were released into the United States interior after securing parole. Recently, state officials in Florida successfully sued the Biden administration for imposing the unprecedented parole pipeline. A similar case, brought by state officials in Texas, is currently pending before the Supreme Court. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.